Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome into NHL Powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We are live on Radio Row from SEC Media Days in Hoover, Alabama. Throwing things back to Nashville, though. Taking a call from, well, one of our favorite guys that we've gotten the privilege of covering, Derek Morgan. Longtime Tennessee Titan joins us now. Derek, making the decision to step away. And I love what you said in your post. This isn't retiring. It is a transition. I love the way you said that.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all having me on.
So why the decision to step away, to transition, Derek?
It's a couple of things, and I think I said it in the post. You know, the best is wanting to be able to step away on my own terms,
yeah,
and playing as long as it made sense, right? And so, you know, I was getting to a point where, you know, the injuries were mounting up, you know, having 9 surgeries over my career and, you know, trying to achieve balance with my family and, you know, having, you know, a macro outlook on life, you know, understanding that, you know, I was getting towards the end of my career and, you know, you can't be halfway in, you know, with playing in the NFL. You got to be all in.
Right.
So for me, I've been more kind of motivated to do the stuff that was off the field. You know, I felt more purposeful in that. So, you know, I think that's just my calling and my purpose, you know, outside of the game. And so, you know, the more things have kind of transpired, it made more and more sense.
Yeah, an awesome career, man. 44 and a half sacks, 9 seasons with the Titans. And you're fascinating to me, Derek, because, you know, you played 4-3 defensive end. And then a new defensive coordinator comes in, they switch to the 3-4. No problem. You move to outside linebacker. How difficult was that transition for you?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I've realized about myself is I got some staying power. You know, 5 head coaches that just kind of mentioned all the different schematic changes. For me, I've always taken a very professional approach to my career. And so when the 3-4 came, you know, my first question to my agent was like, hey, are they about to release me? Are they going to trade?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, yeah. I was like, you know, this doesn't fit my skill set. But, you know, I kind of took it on with an open mind and you know, and looking to, you know, that was one of the challenges from my career in terms of expanding my skill set. And, you know, when you get to a certain point in the league, you know, you kind of are what you are. And so at that point, you know, that was actually a change going into my contract year. So that was another thing that I was kind of wary of. But, you know, I think that I handled the transition pretty good. And, you know, it was all about my mindset to it. You know, I was very open to it and worked at it, worked on all my pass drops and being stacked off the line. So it was challenging, but I looked at it as an opportunity as well.
Derek Morgan, our guest. Derek, you look back at your career with the Titans. Is there a favorite moment, a favorite game, a favorite season, anything that you look back and you say, man, that was special, something that you will remember when you look back on your career? Anything you can point specifically to?
Yeah, it's actually 2 incidents, 2 games that come to mind. 2017 season, you know, win and get in. You know, Jacksonville, last game of the year, I think that was the most memorable, you know, moments because we, you know, you always play for a chance to get into the playoffs and get into the dance. So that moment right there, knowing that we had solidified a chance to actually go into the postseason for the first time in my career, was a very, you know, monumental moment for me. And then the following week, being able to get a playoff win in Kansas City on my birthday was just the icing on top. So I think those 2 moments back to back for me were just very, very special and stand out, you know, over my career.
Derek, I remember this has been a few years ago now, standing at your locker, and you were a guy who was talking about and looking into the medical marijuana or CBD And we were asking you questions about it, and you said, look, I'm not a guy who's going to – I'm not interested in, smoking marijuana. That's not what I'm talking about. You said, I want to understand what all the pain options are. This is a rough game. It's a tough game. I just want to understand what all the options are for myself and other guys who play the game. To me, I thought that was fascinating that you were willing to – when a lot of people wouldn't stand up and talk about that, you did. You just said, I'm curious. I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, my whole stance on that was, like you said, wanting to know what my options are. Like, I understand that guys are getting TTE and players are killing themselves and going crazy, and I'm like, yo, is that going to be me in a few years? And so that really was scary to see those reports around 2013, 2014. Yeah. And then you got the movie Concussion that came out with Will Smith, and I was like, gosh, like, am I about to hang it up? And so I was, like, really trying to find options for me, to be proactive about it and, trying to bypass all the propaganda and all the different negative stigmas that are attached to cannabis. You know, I think that when you get past those things and you just look at the medicine, the medical viability of it, then you really got some potential there. And you already see plenty of evidence of people benefiting from it medically. And, the other stereotype is, with NFL guys, is, we just want to smoke weed. But, again, stereotypes, stigmas that aren't necessarily based in fact.
Derek Morgan, our guest. With that being said, though, the beating that you guys take, you saw the same stuff we saw about the effects it's had on players. Should guys be asked to play 18 games in this league?
Oh, man, I just think they should eliminate training camp. that's the worst part of the year. That's where you get the most injuries in the scope of the year. So I think, 18 games, that's a lot, but it's all about how teams manage that. There are teams that are approaching training camp in innovative ways that, even though it's taxing, but being smart about how you manage the mileage on a guy's body through that time. And I think within 18 games, some of those games would be, I think, treated almost like preseason games and essentially kind of like, okay, well, this guy, he might not, every game isn't as important, right? When you have 16 and then you stretch it out to 18, you could essentially miss a game or take an extra week for an injury knowing that you have two more games. So I think it's all about how you manage the 18-game season from a player personnel standpoint. I think with injuries, I think it will actually be a good thing. I think you might have more time to recuperate to say, hey, man, we only have 16 games, but now we have 18 games, so maybe take an extra week to really recuperate. So it's all about how you manage that process.
Well, I think the whole world wants to know. We loved what you did on the field, what you did in the locker room. What's next for Derek Morgan now that football, that chapter is ended?
Yeah, it's been a lot of things that I've been involved in, over the last several years, started to become more conscious about how my money was working for me, whether it was in the stock market or, stocks and bonds, whatever it was. I watched this documentary called The 13th. About the private prison industry. And that really woke me up to that whole industry and how your money could be unknowingly invested into these companies that are basically incentivized to lock people up. And so from watching that and educating myself on, my money and how it was working, I started to get into more impact investments that have a double bottom line return. So, yeah, you make an investment and you get a financial return, but you also get some type of social or environmental return in addition to that. So for me, that made a lot of sense, to kind of work in conjunction with what I was doing on the philanthropic side through football camps, through charity, charity initiatives, and basically having a holistic approach by how I approach systemic issues and issues within our community. And so, I don't know if you've seen the Forbes article, but we just started a $200 million opportunity zone fund with Activated Capital out of New York. And the whole goal is to basically do the things that I've been doing and other players have been doing, but doing that at scale, through private investment into these low-income, underserved communities. And, I see it as a great, great opportunity and you know, to really create systemic change and transformative change within these communities.
Man, that's amazing stuff.
Yes, it is.
We're all just sitting here with our mouths open.
Yeah, why
Derek,
open?
Derek, we've got to do this. You've got to come in studio one day and do like two or three segments. And we need to deep dive into that brain of yours, man.
For sure. I'm definitely open to that. Give me an invite.
That's awesome. Well, that sounds great.
And can I just say, on the way out, I just want to say thank you for the way that you treated the media during your career. You were always so good to all of us. You were nice. You did interviews. You were wonderful to cover. And I feel like I think we can all say the same.
You speak for all of us.
We were honored to be able to cover you in such a great career with the Titans. So thank you.
I really appreciate that. I always respected how you guys conducted yourselves, and you know, was definitely a pleasure to work with y'all. And you know, even after the tough games, the 2-14 seasons, the 3-13 seasons, you know, it was still a pleasure to work with y'all. And you know, I'm glad I got a chance to.
Derek, thanks so much. We wish you the best.
Yeah,
and like we said, come in the studio sometime and hang out with us. We'll set that up.
For sure. Y'all reach out. Let me know. I'm here.
Sounds great. Derek Morgan, retiring Titan. He's not retiring, he's transitioning.
At DMorg91 on Twitter. Reach out to him.
Back with more after this, including Kalijah Lipscomb and Keyshawn Vaughn in the 5 o'clock hour.